welcome to PCB Chat. I'm your host, Mike Buto. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB East, the original conference and exhibition for printed circuit board design, fabrication, and assembly on the East Coast. Taking place May 10th to 12th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Visit the website at pcbeast.com for information. 20 years has passed since the U.S. was a world leader in printed circuit board fabrication production, and not just in revenues, which tended to run neck and neck with Japan. The U.S. also had the capability and capacity to build the largest format boards in volume. That was 2000. I remember talking with Jack Fisher, then the technical director of the tech consortium ITRI, about the coming year. We were reviewing the latest bullish industry forecasts, in which some of the major fabricators were quoting lead times of up to 6 and even 12 months. That unbridled optimism prompted Jack to observe that any hope of the U.S. investing in HDI technology would be pushed out at least another year. Since order books were full for large boards, fabs saw no need to invest in next-generation technology, or so they thought, because, as we all know, then the dot-com crash occurred. It's hard to believe that was 20 years ago, but we might be edging toward history repeating. Smart manufacturing, which is generally defined as the use of fully integrated, collaborative manufacturing systems that respond in real time to meet changing demands and conditions in the factory, in the supply network, and in customer needs, is quickly becoming reality. It's been a long time coming. OEMs of assembly process equipment have long had the capability to see inside a customer's factory to perform software upgrades, view maintenance reports, and verify their machines were performing to spec. Manufacturer IT personnel, on the other hand, have historically resisted such intrusions to their networks. With IT and IP security recognized as intrinsic to operational success, most manufacturers have checked suppliers at the proverbial door. In some of the largest EMS companies, that's changed, and it's working its way down to mid-tier companies as well. As we report in our cover story in January, Universal Scientific Industrial, which ranks 12th in the Circuits Assembly Top 50, is all in on an all-digital platform. Its worldwide five-star management system is bringing Industry 4.0 principles to every layer of the company. USI uses a common platform strategy to standardize the data automation protocols and equipment and develop lead times and costs. They are making tremendous progress toward a true lights-out operation, having already reduced headcount in certain operations from the hundreds to single digits. AGVs move product from component stores to SMT lines several floors away, and inventory replenishment and vendor orders are triggered by software, not humans. With its acquisition of Vasteel Flash complete, USI can now roll out 5-star to more than 25 manufacturing facilities worldwide. As we reported in November, Lacroix Electronics is undertaking a similar transformation. It has started work on the Sainte-Beuve Smart Factory in France, a greenfield project predicted to have 60% more output than similar-sized plants, yet with the same number of staff, 450, when it opens this year. The company is committing $30 million toward a 205,000-square-foot facility that it expects to generate annual revenues of more than $120 million. Lacroix will use industry-developed open-source IoT communication standards for its digital factory. At its Shanghai Smart Factory, USI builds SIPs for smartwatches. Lacroix is heavily vested in automotive. Both are lower-mix, high-volume segments. It is predictable, then, that domestic North American assemblers will say, "Good for them, but it doesn't apply to me." That's what we heard from fabricators 2 decades ago. One person who has studied the implementation of the smart factory deeply over the past year believes the U.S. is 5 to 7 years behind Europe and as much as 10 years behind the leaders in Asia. How many fabricators wish they could go back in time and invest in a laser drill, or five. The U.S. misplayed the technology game at immense cost to the region. The idea that assembly is somehow insulated from a similar outcome is wholly misguided. The U.S. shouldn't cede entire markets, as it currently does with consumer and mobile, thinking that aerospace, defense, and medical are permanently sustainable and impervious to foreign competition. Fabricators learn the hard way that you can't always depend on what you have now. Instead of saying, "Convince me," it would behoove North American shops to say, "Catch me up," and then act accordingly. Today's podcast has been sponsored by PCB East, the original conference and exhibition for the printed circuit board design, fabrication, and assembly industries on the East Coast. PCB East comes to Marlborough, Massachusetts, May 10th to 12th, 2021. Visit the website at pcbeast.com for information. This is Mike Buto for PCB Chat. We wish you the best of health and success in the new year.